Please ask your question and ask your question. Marie Maid, M-E-D-E, Maid Dorzin, D-O-R-Z-I-N. They're about 350-959. You can share guide. This is your guest with Paula. This is your carcinogenic tumor of the duodenum removed 2021 after endoscopic ultrasound. So, you can imagine saying that the other child of the patient has a blood pressure of the cardiac example. If you do biopsy, it's from the same school for some part of but the patient is a very little chance you discover a cardiopathy of the exact possible runs of them. Second type of patient number. Seven patient bulb area patient with a little thickness bias to get back diagnosis for antipart, no patient, for anemagasta bias to get back diagnosis for Sazua, for cardiac gastro, a disaster, a weakened gastric polyp. Lower body stomach has inflammation bias to get to the gastric side of the plate, a resection, especially a resection, school of the junction number zero school, which is a complication, find number gospel south number zero, and number two, no evidence of the recurrent gastric polyps. Number three, distal body of stomach inflamed bias to take gastrointestinal inflammation. Number three, number four, multiple antral gastric bias to take number five. Number five, thickened mucosa node and the second portion in the bulk portion of the duodenum, right the junction between the second portion, the first second portion of the bias to take like that. Just already carcinoid recurrence happening. Recommendation of the duodenum biopsy is the duodenum biopsy can be typical, then let me show for that ultrasound for the evolution. Number two, I was a master for helicobacteria, number two, and the triple number three, was just about your stomach, for a guest on metaplasia. Number four, if all these biopsies comes negative, benign, repeat a perinoscopy in 2 years, so advice for a cup of water. The stool soft from the 35% preparation, each other for flare up, issue blocks at 4 times per minute, and please have a calculation primary care, Dr. Jean Charles Goodrich, and call me Dr. Paul Amseri, the patient, August 17th, 2023, August 17th, 2023, patient.